From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The latest initiative by President Obama to boost job creation in ways that do not require congressional approval will reportedly be announced this afternoon. It's a grant program that will open up to $1 billion in funding to train and hire new healthcare workers. The president's focus on jobs was a recurring theme during the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit he hosted over the weekend in Hawaii. NPR's Ari Shapiro says Mr. Obama has also reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to the Pacific Rim.
President Obama said repeatedly over the weekend, America is a Pacific nation and we're here to stay. He believes the U.S. undercommitted to Asia over the last decade, and now he has committed to re-engaging.
That's why I've been proud to host APEC this year. It's been a chance to help lead the way towards a more seamless regional economy with more trade, more exports, and more jobs for our people.
He also pushed back on what the U.S. views as unfair trade practices by China, saying the U.S. and other countries feel enough is enough. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Honolulu.
Members of a congressional supercommittee say they still hope to meet their November 23rd deadline for coming up with more than $1 trillion in deficit savings over the next decade. But the panel remains sharply divided along partisan lines. Lawmakers in Pennsylvania are moving quickly to pass a law requiring any adult who is aware of a sexual assault on a child to report the incident immediately to authorities. The move prompted by the sexual abuse scandal at Penn State. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the university must still decide the employment status of assistant football coach Mike McQuarrie.
McQuarrie is on administrative leave. According to a grand jury report in 2002, he told university officials, but not police, that he saw former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky sexually assaulting a boy in a locker room. On NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett said it's up to university officials to decide whether to fire McQuarrie.
That he met the minimum obligation of reporting it up, but did not, in my opinion, meet a moral obligation that all of us would have.
Corbett says that obligation would be to intervene. Jeff Brady, NPR News, State College, Pennsylvania.
More than 50 demonstrators are under arrest in Portland, Oregon, after they defied police orders to clear an area where they've been camping for weeks in a protest allied with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Protesters chanted as police with bullhorns ordered the area cleared. Portland Police Sergeant Pete Simpson says bulldozers are being used to haul away trash from the park where the Occupy Portland encampment was located.
We've got heavy equipment, picking up stuff with backhoes and things like that. It's a lot of stuff, a lot of debris, wood, glass, cardboard, tent material, garbage.
This is NPR News. A Soyuz spacecraft carrying an American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts has been launched successfully from Kazakhstan today. They're headed for the International Space Station. Peter Van Dyke reports the spacecraft is now in orbit and will be docking with the orbiting outpost on Wednesday.
Flights to the orbiter were suspended after a Progress cargo spacecraft crashed back to Earth due to a rocket failure in August. The Soyuz craft are carried into orbit on similar rockets, and Russia has since tightened checks in the manufacturing process. The Russian space program has not lost a cosmonaut in 40 years, but the past year has seen a series of failures involving satellites and, last week, a scientific probe to Mars. This mission was delayed from September, and had it been put off further, the space station would have been left empty when the three astronauts now on board return to Earth next week. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Amazon's new Kindle Fire tablet goes on sale tomorrow. Danielle Carson reports analysts say Amazon is hoping the Kindle Fire will put a dent in sales of Apple's popular iPad.
At just under $200, it's half the price of Apple's iPad. Roger Kay, president of Endpoint Technologies, says the lower cost could eat into iPad sales, at least initially.
When a new product is about to come out, buyers are interested in kicking the tires before they decide what they'll do. So sometimes sales in the category will slow just in anticipation of a new entrant.
Some analysts say compared to the iPad's thousands of apps, Kindle Fire is unlikely to muscle in on Apple's slice of the tablet market. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
A regional affiliate of American Airlines has been fined $900,000 for keeping passengers cooped up for hours on planes in Chicago. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.